Hello, my name is Colin Clow. I've been interested in history, but never thought the Bible was full of historic accounts, but only of scriptures. This story is of Deborah, Barak, and Jael, who got out of their comfort zones, aided by God and their fellow Israelites, to overthrow a powerful kingdom and army which had terrorized Israel for 20 years. Will you please pray with me? Dear God, today's sermon will be a history lesson on why we should follow your instructions. By following your guidelines, our lives will be better for it. May all who hear this story use the information for the betterment of their lives and all they meet. In God we trust. Amen. 20 years earlier, the Israelites were provided a land to call their own by God. God had decided to remove the inhabitants, the Canaanites, from the land because of their wickedness. God told the Israelites to kill the Canaanite people and their animals and destroy their altars and not to take any part of the false pagan religions which surrounded them. Romans 1, verse 21. Yes, the Canaanites knew God, but they wouldn't worship him as God or even give him thanks. And they began to think of foolish ideas of what God was like. As a result, their minds became dark and confused. The Israelites did not fully follow God's instructions, and therefore were under the control and cruelty of the Canaanites for 20 years. Judges 2, verses 1 through 3. The angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Bochim and said to the Israelites, I brought you out of Egypt into this land, and I swore to give your ancestors, and I said I would never break my covenant with you. For your part, you were not to make any covenants with the people living in this land. Instead, you were to destroy their altars. But you disobeyed my command. Why did you do this? So now I declare that I will no longer drive out the people living in your land. They will be thorns in your sides, and their gods will be a constant temptation to you. The period of judges lasts a few hundred years, and the Israelites went from having a leader like Joshua to a loose confederation of tribes. They had no king. The Israelites made the same mistakes over and over again. The cycle kept repeating itself. One, they did evil things in the sight of the Lord. Two, God did as he promised to subject all or part of Israel to the rule of surrounding pagan nations. Three, the people of Israel cried out to God for deliverance. Four, God gave a deliverer who would judge his people. Five, the land had peace. Our heroes, Deborah, a wife, a prophetess, and a judge. She is not described as a, quote, deliverer like other prophets. Her name means honeybee, probably because she was as busy as a bee. God uses women to help him in his work. Is it maybe because women are more open to God's ideas? Deborah gives us godly examples, serving from the heart, her ability to delegate her authoritative leadership, and her willingness to serve God at any cost. Deborah is a strong woman among men. She is brave, intelligent, trustworthy, and confident of God's word and presence. She sits outside under a palm tree that bears her name. The Israelites bring their concerns and disputes to her. She's an arbitrator, a prophetess, one who acts as a go-between God and man and informs the people of God's will. Judges 4, 1 through 5. The Israelites again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord after Ehud died. So the Lord sold them into the hand of King Jabin of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help, for he had 900 chariots of iron and had oppressed the Israelites cruelly 20 years. At that time, Deborah, a prophetess, wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel. She used to sit under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites came up to her for judgment. Deborah then calls for Barak, who is a noble warrior. Deborah, speaking for God, gives him a noble task, a gallant charge. Judges 4, 6 through 7. She sent and summoned Barak, son of Abun Oam, from Kedesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go take position at Mount Tabor, bringing 10,000 from the tribe of Naphtali and the tribe of Zebulun. I will draw out Sisera, the general of Jabin's army, to meet you by the Wadi Kishon with his chariots and his troops, and I will give him into your hands." Would any of us follow God's instructions if he was to say, go to Iraq, settle peace there, tell the Muslim leaders to bow down to me, and I will give them peace? Would we do it, or would we say, give me proof that was really God speaking? Judges 4, 8 through 10. Barak said to her, "If you will go with me, I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go." And she said, "I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, the road on which you are going will not lead you to glory. For the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." Then Deborah got up and went with Barak to Kadesh. Barak summoned Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh, and 10,000 warriors went up behind him, and Deborah went up with him. Barak may have been testing Deborah and says to her, "If you go with me, I will go." Deborah tells Barak she will go with him, but because of his hesitation, the honor will not be his. The honor will go to a woman. Judges 4, 11 through 13. Now Heber the Kenite had separated from the other Kenites, that is, the descendants of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses, and had encamped as far away as Elon Bezananim, which is near Kadesh. When Sisera was told that Barak, son of Abinoam, had gone to Mount Tabor, Sisera called out all his chariots, 900 chariots of iron, and all the troops who were with him from Harosheth-Ahajim to Wadi Kishon. The Kenite people kept to themselves from meddling with military affairs as much as possible. We do not know why Heber separated himself from the other Kenites. These people dwelt in tents, and they were near cities, but it was good pasture land for their cattle. Later, Heber's wife would slay Sisera. Judges 4:14-17. Then Deborah said to Barak, "Up, for this is the day on which the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. The Lord is indeed going out before you." So Barak went down from Mount Tabor with 10,000 warriors following him. And the Lord threw Sisera and all his chariots and all his army into a panic before Barak. Sisera got down from his chariot and fled away on foot, while Barak pursued the chariots and the army to Harosheth-Hagoyim. All of the army of Sisera fell by the sword. No one was left. Now Sisera had fled away on foot to the tent of Jael, wife of Heber the Kenite, for there was peace between King Jabin of Hazor and the clan of Heber the Kenite. Some scholars think that Sisera was overconfident and cocky by having his 900 iron chariots in the Wadi Kishon, which is a dry, sandy wash. The iron chariots got stuck in the sand. Other scholars think there was a brief rainstorm, which again made the chariots get stuck in the sand, making Sisera's army vulnerable to the Israelite foot soldiers, thereby causing panic. Judges 4:18-23. Jael came out to meet Sisera and said to him, "Turn aside, my lord, turn aside to me, have no fear." So he turned aside to her with it and went into the tent, and she covered him with a rug. Then he said to her, "Please give me a little water to drink, for I am thirsty." So she opened a skin of milk and gave him a drink and covered him. He said to her, "Stand at the entrance of the tent, and if anybody comes and asks, 'Is anyone here?' say no." But Jael, wife of Heber, took a tent peg and took a hammer in her hand and went softly to him and drove the peg into his temple until it went down into the ground. He was lying fast asleep from weariness, and he died. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy by Deborah to Barak. Because Barak didn't believe Deborah about raising an army on his own and asked Deborah's assistance, the honor of killing Sisera did not go to Barak. The Lord gave the honor to a woman. Judges 4:22-24. Then as Barak came in pursuit of Sisera, Jael went out to meet him and said to him, "Come, and I will show you the man who you are seeking." So he went into her tent, and there was Sisera, lying dead with a tent peg in his temple. So on that day, God subdued King Jabin of Canaan before the Israelites. Then the hand of the Israelites bore harder and harder on King Jabin of Canaan until they destroyed King Jabin of Canaan. Jael comes out to greet Barak, this time with greater joy than she did with Sisera. She knew Barak was in pursuit of Sisera, and with joy she presents him already dead. She left the tent peg embedded in his skull to show him she had killed him. All the army of Sisera is now killed. Jabin is weakened, and eventually the Canaanites are destroyed. Soon there will be peace in the land, but the cycle will begin again shortly after. Israel is freed from subjection to him because God delivered him into the hands of the Israelites. Josephus says that as Barak went towards Hazor, he met Jabin and slew him, who, perhaps having heard of the defeat of his army under Sisera, came forth with another against Israel, which being overcome by them, he was slain, and the city utterly destroyed. As the same writer says, but by what follows it seems rather that the total conquest of him was afterwards and gradually accomplished. Deborah sang to God for appreciation and his deliverance to assist the Israelites in their freedom from harassment and in the process of obtaining the promised land. The song for Deborah is in Judges 5, verses 1 through 31. I'm only going to read a portion of it. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake, utter a song. Arise, Barak, lead away your captives. O son of Abinoam. Then down marched the remnant of the noble. The people of the Lord marched down for him against the mighty. From the story we get, one, confidence in yourself. When confronted with a dilemma of any kind, keep your ears open to God's suggestions and possible deliverance. Two, be willing to step out of your comfort zone and follow God's lead. Three, and remember, in times of great struggle, God cares about your struggles and the enemies you will face.